President Trump is in the Carolinas today, surveying the damage from Hurricane Florence. He met with FEMA officials, North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper, and members of Congress at a Marine Corps air station in North Carolina.
We're ready and they're ready to do whatever we have to do to make this perfect. And that means, unfortunately, the money will be a lot, but it's going to come as fast as you need it. We're going to take care of everybody.
Let's bring in NPR's Brian Mann, who is outside the air base at Havelock, North Carolina. That's right along the coast where the U.S. Marine Corps is based, and it's one of the hardest hit areas in the South. Brian, what else did the president and officials with him have to say about the relief and recovery there?
Well, the president heard from Governor Roy Cooper, who told him that North Carolina is just starting to get its feet back under itself. He called this an epic storm, and the governor said that Florence was a gut punch to communities here along this coast. And the president, as we heard, responded by saying that money would come to help pay for the massive cleanup and rebuilding that's underway now. President Trump, I should say, did also spend time greeting people and handing out meals.
And he said in that clip there that money is going to be coming as fast as you need it. I'm sure there are many people who are going to be taking him at his word on that. You were in the town of New Bern on the News River a short time ago, the same place where the president toured damaged neighborhoods. What did you and what did he see?
Yeah, it's dramatic. I mean, there are boats, large boats that had been in the river that were lifted up by this storm onto shore. They're just sort of perched there on the edge of this neighborhood. Homes hit really hard. People have already started tearing the interiors out, piling their soaked furniture out front. We talked to people here who are exhausted, weary, worried about what this is going to do to the economy. So towns like New Bern, all along the North Carolina coast, really, this is shaking them hard.
And the rain has moved on, but the floodwaters have not receded. We know the rivers are still dangerously high there. What are officials saying are the biggest risks right now?
One of the big risks is that people might just try to go home too soon. That's what officials are talking about. There is, as you say, still dangerous water here. A lot of that water is contaminated. People who don't have proper equipment or training are going to be going into places that have mold and other dangerous contaminants. And, you know, one of the things that's happened here is that a lot of these hog farms have seen big spills. There's ash that's, you know, been washed out of industrial sites. And so people are going to be going back into areas that are not just flooded, but contaminated. And the risk there is very high.
Meanwhile, there's some people who never left their homes to begin with. Some of them couldn't. Are fire and rescue crews still finding people trapped in their homes?
There are still search teams out looking for folks, doing wellness checks. I was with a Coast Guard team yesterday who were going to check apartment buildings still where they thought people were inside. But I have to say, the worst of that part appears to be over. I spoke just a short time ago with Benny Whitley, who's fire chief down here in Newport, North Carolina, one of the towns that had the most rescues. He said most people are now accounted for, and that seems to be the picture in most of the flooded areas.
But if the areas are flooded, then how do crews and how did you even get to these people?
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, getting around is brutal down here. I spoke to a group of truck drivers a short time ago today. They're bringing in supplies. They've spent long days and nights weaving along these back roads. You know, most towns are reachable, I would say, in the hurricane zone. It's just not easy or quick. We've seen a lot of cars and trucks and even recovery vehicles that are broken down or trapped off the sides of roads. So it's still a mess.
Meanwhile, 15,000 people remain in shelters. How are they coping? I know you've spoken with some of them.
Yeah, we have been talking to people down here. And, you know, they're impatient. They're eager to get home, as you can imagine. But I have also heard a lot of relief and gratitude at the help that's come, a lot of it from volunteers and nonprofits, feeding people, giving them shelter, putting them up in schools and other churches, that kind of location. I will say a lot of these are mandatory evacuations, so people don't know for sure that their homes are damaged. They don't know what they'll be going home to. One other really sad thing that I've heard a lot here is that, you know, there are rescue crews and emergency teams who are out, local men and women, who know that their homes have been destroyed or seriously damaged. They've been working nonstop since this storm hit.
You mean the crews themselves know that their
own right.
homes?
That's right, and they have no place to go when they go off the clock. One of the fire crews here said that they're turning one of their fire departments into a shelter for their own members because so many of their homes have just been destroyed beyond use.
Thank you for the update. NPR's Brian Mann in Havelock, North Carolina. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Good to be with you.